What are you doing?
Giving you what you want. What Zach here has worked out. The antidote.
And the antidote is?
Music.
But don't take my word for it. Try a word.
Call her. Is it special music?
Well, kind of. It's Mozart. Listen, gentlemen and ladies. When Mozart plays, we are all the same frequency. A brief history lesson, a secret history. There was never any magic, only just the book being lost, being found, being written, being rewritten, being burned, being used to control the masses. And then came the music. We knew from early on that music held some power to free us. You've heard of the Pied Piper, I've no doubt. Composer. Literally, to calm. The first composers weren't writing simply to entertain. They were writing to give us control of our minds back. With each new piece, the book was weakened. Until Mozart.
1760.
His first composition. The first piece that truly immunized us against the book. Since then, there've been many. When you recognize a melody you've never heard before, that'll be one. Tapping into our collective subconscious. Most complex music just interferes enough with the book to make it unreliable, and so useless.
Why was it a secret?
It wasn't. It just fell out of history by mutual consent. There were rulers who still harbored thoughts of using the book again. And the masses didn't take too kindly to being reminded they are just mechanisms. Complex, certainly. But mechanisms with buttons to push nonetheless. Music hits the reset button.
Where is that precisely?
The soul.
And what happens when the music stops?
Oh, it can never stop.